This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Workers at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago's Streeterville neighborhood are demanding safer practices in providing emergency care. SEIU Healthcare Illinois says workers are unhappy the hospital understaffs its emergency rooms, and this results in high wait times for patients who have urgent needs. Northwestern Medicine is the hospital's parent company, and it's seeking approval to expand its inpatient facilities. WBEZ reached out to Northwestern Medicine. It declined to comment further, citing confidentiality concerns around contract negotiations with the union. The Chicago Bears are trying to snatch their first playoff win in 15 years when they face the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field on Saturday. The city is starved for a successful Bears team as we approach the 40-year anniversary of the Super Bowl-winning 85 Bears. That team was known not only for its hard-nosed defense, but its boisterous and confident personalities. It was highlighted, of course, by the infamous Super Bowl Shuffle. Hall of Fame linebacker Mike Singletary was a key part of that team, and he had a verse in the song. Singletary tells our In the Loop program he hopes to see this Bears team write their own history.
I love, you know, what we did in 85. I love, you know, Super Bowl show, all that stuff. But it's time to write a new song. You know, that's 40 years ago. And now these young guys, it's got to be your story.
Kickoff at Soldier Field on Saturday, 7 p.m. The Grant Park Music Festival announced its season lineup today. This annual classical series presents free music throughout the summer months. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the lineup this year has a strong focus on American composers, as the country will be celebrating its 250th birthday. Giancarlo Guerrero is the festival's artistic director and principal conductor. He says it's important to put American-made music into a broader global context.
The Grant Park Festival has a long history of championing American music, and particularly this year, we wanted to make sure not only championing the usual suspect like Bernstein and Barber and Copland, but at the same time, presenting composers like Dvorak, who came to America.
Singer-songwriter Ben Folds also will appear with the orchestra in July. The series begins June 10th in Millennium Park. You're listening to The Rundown. New Year's resolutions are in full swing, and many people have committed to dry January or year-round sobriety. A Gallup survey from 2024 shows alcohol consumption is at its lowest point in almost 90 years in the U.S., and this is leading to a boom in the non-alcoholic drink industry. Sun-Times food contributor Jimena Beltran-Quanq joined our Claire Lane to talk about it more.
There was a time when non-boozy choices at a bar were either an O'Doul's, I remember those, or a tonic with lime soda water, but now there are so many options. The mocktail culture is alive and well. Tell us about the options that folks have now.
It's exploding. We're really entering a golden age of production for non-alcoholic beverages. So the five main categories are really going to be alcohol-free beer and wine, spirit alternatives, that means a replacement for your tequila and gin, ready-to-drink mocktails, adaptogenic beverages like mushroom coffee is one of those, and hemp-derived THC and CBD. It's no longer this boring afterthought.
I guess, why do you think we're seeing this shift away from alcohol?
People are really changing their lifestyles. They still want, the main components is they still want to be out. They still want to be socializing. Drinking culture is so ingrained in what we do. But people now have children. They have to be up for an early meeting. They have to travel. They have to do things that they can't have a hangover for. That doesn't mean that they want to stay home. It's about still being out and socializing, but in a different way that might be healthier, less impactful on your day.
And you're reporting you did talk to a few upscale restaurants. What did you learn about their approach to making some of these non-alcoholic drinks?
Yeah, in this space, on the higher end price point, that's where you're really going to see people taking it very seriously. There is an attention to detail on the food technique. Nathan Ducker, who's a sommelier and general manager at Feld, which recently just got a Michelin star, is really one of those key players in that space where he's not just trying to use de-alkalized wine or beer. He's really looking for those producers who are starting starting from point one to take that non-alcoholic. So they offer a brand called Murray. That spirit that he offers isn't just that fruity non-alcoholic that we're used to. It has herbal notes. There's a real alchemy and hospitality approach to it. The challenge here is that it is $110, so it's a little pricey.
Yeah, I've been at a restaurant and, you know, usually they give you a wine list, and then recently someone said, do you want to see our mocktail program? Right?
It's growing.
Right, it's huge. And I guess if that's a little bit too high end for your pocketbook, what is a more affordable option for people wanting to explore non-alcoholic cocktails?
Yeah, you can still see it in the market where there's actually Christina Che over at Moonflower and Golden Year. She does a nice approach where she has that athletic beer. It's non-alcoholic. It is low ABV. It's not truly a 00. So you do have to look at the labels if some people are like, don't want to drink at all. But she has mocktails and that she's also using pre-batch non-alcoholic aperitif and syrups. Kevin Berry over at Let Us Entertain You, he had some really nice options where they're putting the same kind of investment that they do in craft cocktails into these mocktail programs. So when you think of the price, which can often be from $13 to $18, you still have someone who is a craftsman, who is sourcing spirits, thinking about how does the weight of this taste. And it's a lot bigger than I even thought. Again, I'm not a drinker. And when I worked on the story, I was surprised to see how big the range is. So take a look at it. If you're curious, try one and swap one out. See what it's like. Talk to your bartender. That's part of the fun of being out. The key word that I found in reporting is it's mindful drinking. So it's really being conscious of what you've got, where the sources, the food is coming from, the ingredients. And in a town like Chicago, like that's the fun in exploring.
Weather, a cloudy day, high in the mid-40s, and then some patchy fog after midnight tonight, otherwise cloudy and a low in the low 30s, and then for Wednesday, becoming sunny, high again in the mid-40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavez. Thank you for listening.